Okay, tough. We are on the final base. We are in the middle of a discussion about this raya that Rabbi Akiva brings. So just to remind you about the raya, the raya from the Mishnah. Excuse me, for Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that Zrika does nothing from the perspective of that Zrika does it works for Me'ila even when it has a psul yotze. No other pigul we discussed in the previous Mishnah, right? Now we're talking about psul yotze, right? No Yitzar and Tomei, no. Right? But Yotze, Yotze, Zerika will actually remove the Yisra Me'ila and Kodshei Kodshim and add an Yisra Me'ila and Kodshei Kalim. Right? Why? Kal v'chomer from a chatas. Right? If you have a chatas and you lose it, and then you have mafresh a second chatas, and then you find the first one. Now, if you were to shech them, right? At the same time, and do Kabbalah Sadam, at the same time, and we discussed yesterday what exactly the at the same time means here, so I'm not going to remember the discussion again, right? And you were to do Zrika Sadam for one of them, if you can only do Zrika Sadam for one of them, right? On the Mizbeah, that would patur the other one from Me'ilah. So since it can patur the other one from Me'ilah, Kol V'Chomer can patur its own meat from Me'ilah, even though it has a Psul Yotze. Right? And we discussed that probably means that a Psul Yotze is not a Psul B'Gufa Korban, which in fact is real numbers that exists. So we discussed that as well in the Mishnah. Okay? Fine. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Mishum Rabbi Yeshaya in the name of Rabbi Yeshaya. Tshuva genuva heshivu Rabbi Akiva la'osai Talmid. Rabbi Akiva, he played a magic trick on that Talmud. He like stole an answer from him. It wasn't real. That's not a real answer. Bevachas abevas achas in beze achar ze loy. Right. When it comes to bevas achas, right, this works. If you check them at exactly the same time, then this in fact works. Bezerchazeh, if you check them at different times, then this will not work with the two chatois, right? So it says Reish Lakish, mali bevas achas, mali bezerchazeh, what the chayven the puzzle, mali bevas achas, mali bezerchazeh. He says, I don't understand if it's a puzzle korban. Right, then what difference does it make if it was checked at the same time as a kosher korban or at a different time to a kosher korban? This makes no sense. Right? Amar le Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan responded to Reish Lakish. Ve'ata, i'ata, i'merakein. Ilu ifrishteya shamayis la'achrayus ve'shachad eshnehenu kakadam ve'elai marin shal echad mehen koidam zirika. I'ata meidashim alu yerdu. Right. Don't you also say this? That if somebody was mafresh, not one asham, two ashamis, why? That way you would have a spare. Right? And then he shechted them at the same time. But before Zrikas Hadam, he took their imurim and put them on his be'ach. So he was burning the things that already need to be burned from the asham. Right? Right? Whatever needs to be burned from the asham. Don't you agree that in fact if he did this you would take them down from the mizbeah?
He doesn't have a girlfriend right now.
And if you were to say that they are in fact the same body of korban, but they are the same korban, why should you have to take it down? Right?
I'm not the most.
If you've already put the meat from an asham on the mizbeach, right? And it's a kosher asham, and just you haven't done zrikas dam, you're not going to be supposed to do that. But if you did do it, it's what's called, we've discussed to remember, a psul bakodesh. Right? And a psul bakodesh, what's the rule? Im alu?
You keep it up there.
Yeah, lo yerdo, exactly. Im psul bakodesh, alu yerdo, you won't take it off the mizbeach. Right, so Beseder it's also to do that, but you wouldn't take it down. So says Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand. If you think of it as one guf hakorban, right, you shouldn't have to take it down. So you agree with Rabbi Akiva as well that one of them is possible, right? And that means you would have to check them at the same time to make this game even work at all, right? Now, it should be noted, right? And this is an important hara. There is a machlokes rishonim about how to explain the final verse.
Right. The Rambam says that. The Rambam explains it basically the way I explain that. Right. That is after we're talking about before Zrikas Adam was done. That you put that in Murim, the stuff that's burnt on the Mizbeach before Zrikas Adam. Right. Said the Ravid, no. What it's talking about is if you put the imurim, the burnt bit of the korban on the mizbech before the zrikas done from that animal, but the zrikas done from the other animal already happened.
Right?
Which in that sense forms a stronger proof that it is in fact a kossel korban legamre. Right? Because if you say that sort of lambda that we were saying yesterday, it's really one korban, then you shouldn't have to take it down, even in that case, right? Because the Zrikas Adam should have done something. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. You'll keep it tired.
What?
You'll keep it tired.
I'm a bit tired, but no, but I'm following.
Okay.
It's too disorganized.
Ha'amar Ula. Ula said, Imore kochim kalim shehelam lifnei Zrikas Adam liyerdu. And didn't Ula say, just to prove the point, that the burnt bits of Kodshim Kalim, if you put them on the Mizbeach before Zrikas Adam, don't take them down, because they became like Moshe Mizbeach. They became like the bread, the food of the Mizbeach. Right? The Mizbeach takes possession of them and they shouldn't take them down. If that happened, you're not making the mitzvah Srefus of Murim of Kodshim Kalim, but you still shouldn't take them down because they're already burning on the Mizbeach and therefore they're, so to speak, the property of the Mizbeach.
Yeah, I was just like, I really don't...
Yeah?
Like, to be honest, I was like...
And then Kal v'choymer to Kotchei Kotchim like Asha Mokatas. Yeah? Ishtik. Reish Lakish was quiet. He didn't know how to answer the question. It's a good question. Amar Rabbi Yochanan chatzatz dinun leragloihi dinuta. Says Rabbi Yochanan, we cut off the baby's legs. Remember Reish Lakish is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan.
And he's being really annoying.
And at some stage or another, he becomes Talmud Chaver.
No.
But he is Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud. Right? So what are you saying? Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Talmud, you're awesome, you're smart, you're a big Talmud Chacham, but don't forget that you're my Talmud, and so let's work on this a little bit. We crushed the cut off the legs of the baby. That's what it means.
She's like,
yep, you understand?
Yeah.
Amazing, that's something.
No, exactly. So she was talking
to my dad. So, the way in which you perform the Zrikas Adam of Kochim Kalim, sorry, Kochim Kochim, has both a Chumra in it and a Kula. Yeah? Kochim Kalim has no kulhulas, only kumras.
Oh.
I'll explain what it means in a minute, right? Ketzad, what is it talking about? Kodshe Kodshim, lifnei Zrikas Adam, mimo alin beimorein ubevasar. Kodshe Kodshim, before Zrikas Adam, there's me'ila in the meat, and in the emurim, and in what is burnt on the mizbeach, right? There's me'ila in the entire animal. La'achar Zrikas Adam, after Zrikas Adam, mo'alin be'morein ve'ein mo'alin be'basar. After Zrikas Adam, right, there's no me'ila in the basar, in the meat. There's only me'ila in the emurim, and what's going to be burnt on his back. Ve'al zeh chayim yishon pigul noisa v'tame, and on both of them there is a chiyuv of pigul noisa v'tame. Right? So emurim have me'ila pigul noisa v'tame, and the meat of kochei kochim has only people know Tame, no Mi'ila. Right?
Okay.
So the cooler is that it removed Mi'ila from most of the animal. The Chumra is that it added people know Tame. Yeah?
Yeah.
To the whole animal. Therefore, it makes sense that there's both a kula and a chumra in the zrikas adam of kochei kochim, right? But in kochim kalim, the zrika only introduces chumras, no kulas. Ketzad, what's the case? Kochim Galim this raise they got some rain while I'm like Aram and like Vasa. Kochim Galim before is because of them there's no Me'ilah, not in the Morim, not in what's bent on his back, and not in the Basar, not in the meat. Le'achar Zrikas Dam, after Zrikas Dam, Mo'alin Be'i Morim, Ve'ein Mo'alin Basar. After Zrikas Dam, you do Me'ilah in the Morim, in what's bent on his back, right? It introduces an Isser Me'ilah in the Morim, as opposed to merely conserving the Isser, right? But there is still no Me'ilah in the Basar. Right, Valzeh, Valzeh, Chayav Melam Mishim Bigul Neser Tame. But in both cases, both the Murim and the Basar, if you were to eat them and they were Pigul, or they were Noisar, or they were Tame, you would be Chayav. Right?
Yep.
Therefore, it only adds Isurim. In the Basar, it adds a little bit less Isurim than in the Murim, but one way or another, it only adds Isurim. Right? Okay. In terms of the question of why, the Gemara's going to just describe this, right? But
Rashi says,
can you think why? Can you think why?
Why
this will be true?
Why would this be true? Yeah. Well, I mean, if I don't know, if the kachim columns start off as not having Me'ilah, like it's obvious once the stuff that's being burnt on the Mizbeach must have, is clearly designated for the Mikdash. It must take on Me'ilah.
I'm sorry?
I'm saying, why? Well, what exactly is your question?
Why would that be true?
Why would they make it that way?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Sorry?
I said I don't know.
Okay, so I'm just looking for the pasuk now.
Yeah, you need the apple.
You need
the apple present. You want to initial I am? Maybe some Jerusalem. Exactly.
Oh, actually. Yeah. Nefesh kitzim ol ma'al vechatea bishkaga mikodshei Hashem. Right, they're only kodshei Hashem when they're still heading towards the Mizbeach. If they've got nothing to do with the Mizbeach anymore, then they're no longer kodshei Hashem. They're still kodesh, but they don't have that status of kodshei Hashem. Right? Since kodshei kalim are not burnt in their entirety on the Mizbeach, they never really have a status of kodshei Hashem until you've done Zrikas Dam, and then the Emurim become kodshei Hashem, but they already belong to the Mizbeach.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say, look, you can't
just do one side of the possible. Okay, fine. Gemara. Kasani ain mo'alim bebasar. The Mishnah says that we don't. There's no meat. There's no me'ilah in the meat of kodshei kochim, right? By the way, sorry. Me'ilah hu d'leik ha'yitzurik. Doesn't that imply that there's no me'ilah, meaning there's no asham me'ilah? Right? But even so, there would be an isser to get hanah from them. Right?
What a shade it.
Isn't that what's implied? Says the Gemara, Vamai, why? Ha'amayin the Kohen. That makes no sense. It's Mama and Kohen. A Kohen's allowed to eat it. Kohen's meant to eat it. What does it mean there's an isser hanah? Like Hashem, that's not such a big problem. Mishum den Nasiv, Reisha Moalin, Nasiv Seifain Moalin. It's not such a big deal. Because in the beginning, they start talking about whether Moalin, there is a Me'ilah, there is a din of full Me'ilah min Torah. So now we're going to keep talking about Me'ilah min Torah. It doesn't imply that there's still some sort of Me'ilah derabanan. There's an Isser Hanah derabanan. That it does not apply. First, they like to have parallel Shonos and Mishnahs. Right? Aima Seifa. Let's go to the end of the Mishnah. B'kotchem kalim kul hula hachmir ketzad bevasar kotchem kalim lefnei zrikas dam mo alim mahen amirim main chayav and alayim mishum pikul noisar tamei lach zrikas dam mo alim amirim main mo alim bevasar meilu deleika haisureika. So says the Gemara. Let's go to the second part of the Mishnah, which said about kodshim kalim. It said there's no me'ilah before Zrikas Dam, right? Doesn't that imply that there is no asher me'ilah? It said there's no chomesh. There's no there aren't any me'ilah deraisa, but an iser me'ilah midarabanan exists. Isn't that what's implied?
But
Ve'amai, why? Hama Moina de Bailim, who is the moment of the Bailim, they're allowed to get Hana'ah from him. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina la Yoitzin.
Huh?
But we're talking.
I've never paid for my flight and travel.
This is a comment about a korban that was taken about Yotzei, about a korban that was taken outside the Beis HaMikdash, right, based on the previous Mishnah. Ve Rabbi Akiva, and it's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva against his Revi Rabbi Eliezer, right, who said that Zrika is garnished if the meat was taken outside the Beis HaMikdash. Ki ama Rabbi Akiva Zrika Moas Yotzei. When Rabbi Akiva said Zrika works for a Yotzei to remove the Yisra Me'ilon, to attach an Yisra of people Moisra Tomei, he said it Lisrefa. He said it to burn it, meaning not on the Mizbeah, to burn it as Kochim Psalm. Aval Achila Hu Delo Meratze. But for Achila, no. Even Rabbi Akiva will agree that it does not work. Meaning, what does it mean there's an Isur of Hana'ah from this Korban? It means that once it left the Beis HaMikdash, maybe it's Mamin Bailim in the technical sense, but the Bailim can't get any Hana'ah from it, they have to burn it. Right? Because it was Yotzei, it's Pasul.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it's not so unbelievably possible that the Zrika has no effect on it. The Zrika still has some effect on us. Right? That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Right? When we say that when the meat was taken outside the Beis HaMikdash, we don't, and even so the Zrika works to remove the Yisra Me'ilah and to attach an Yisra of Pigel, no Yisra of Etame. Right. We don't mean that it works so that if you were to bring it to Beis HaMikdash, you couldn't eat it. Like Legamre, that there is no Isser, that there is in fact no Isser, there will be no Isser Hana'ah. Even after Zrika Adam, you'll be able to eat the meat. No, we mean there is a real Isser, it's an Isser Midarabanan.
Oh, Hana'ah.
Right?
Because you took it out.
Or maybe Daraisa. Yotze is really still Daraisa. So there'll be an Isser Daraisa of eating it. It's just not an Isser meat either.
Oh, fine.
Right? It's still Aser to get Hana'ah from it, and you're going to have to burn it. Right? Because it's called Shibsulim. Right? It's just that it's not so Pasul that it has no connection to the blood that's in the Beis HaMikdash that you're about to throw on the Mizbeach anymore. Right? Because it's not a Pasul, but Gufra Korban, it maintains a connection to the blood, and therefore the Zrika Saddam still has an effect on it to remove the Yisra Me'il. Okay?
Yeah.
But the Yisra Pasul Yotze still exists. Right? The Pasul Yotze didn't go somewhere.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
Hadranalach, kachem. Shkoyech.